streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Congress to either raise or suspend the debt limit. President-elect Trump hoping to stop the clock on TikTok, asking the Supreme Court to delay the deadline for the app's sale so he can negotiate a settlement to avoid a shutdown of the Chinese-owned social media platform in the U.S. Reports accusing the Israeli military of forcing patients and staff to evacuate a hospital in northern Gaza. The IDF said it's carrying out an operation in the area of the hospital, calling it a Hamas terror stronghold. This is ABC News. Millions of Americans heading home during what authorities expect to be the busiest travel weekend.
Sunday is expected to be one of the busiest days for airlines, with Airlines for America saying more than 54 million passengers are expected to fly this winter season. The busiest time in the airports is in the mornings between 8 and 12 p.m. As for the roads, AAA says 90% of holiday travelers are driving to their destinations. That is more than 107 million people. The worst time to drive this weekend is smack dab in the middle of the day, around noon to 6 p.m. Jacqueline Lee, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Beyonce giving Netflix the biggest Christmas present possible. Queen Bey calling in the Beehive to watch her halftime show during the Ravens-Texans football game on Christmas Day. The so-called Beyonce Bowl pulling in 24.3 million viewers. Just one winning ticket in the Mega Millions, $1.22 billion. That ticket sold at a Circle K in California. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed. Yes, itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. If you're not feeling too festive this year, it's not just you. The holiday season can be hard for a variety of reasons. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
In Wisconsin, the recent school shooting tragedy in Madison can compound feelings of loneliness and grief that are already common this time of year. Mary Kay Battaglia, who heads the National Alliance on Mental Illness Wisconsin chapter, says seeing others celebrating can also contribute to feelings of stress.
You see everyone around you, the commercials, it's festive, right? Everyone else is festive. And sometimes you're not feeling as festive as what social media or the commercials you're seeing are telling you you should feel.
NAMI reports 3 in 5 Americans feel the holidays negatively impact their mental health. Adults are encouraged to pay special attention to the young people in their lives this time of year. State data indicate about 1/3 of young Wisconsinites report feelings of sadness and hopelessness nearly every day. Battaglia believes it's another sign that local communities need to focus more on how to help people reconnect in meaningful ways.
We've had social media take us to a place that allows us to think we're connecting, but we're not really. We're not connecting with people. And so I think it's really important that youth feel connected in some way that's real and honest and in person.
For those who don't have friends or family close, Battaglia says the Uplift Wisconsin hotline is open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily, and anyone can call if they need someone to talk with. And if you're experiencing a mental health crisis, you can call 988 to reach the National Suicide and Crisis Hotline. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And you're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Becoming mostly sunny today, highs in the mid-40s. Tonight, a few clouds and a low of 33. Mostly cloudy for Sunday, highs near 44. Sunshine and 42 on your Monday. For Tuesday, chance of snow and highs in the mid-30s. 30 New Year's Day.
Currently, 42 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Appleton-based comedian John Egan into the studio. Then Chicago comedians Bill Gorgo and Jim McHugh join the show to promote a New Year's Eve extravaganza in Port Washington. Let's light it up.
Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, folks, welcome to the Cripescast. This is a best of 2024 episode, and we got some funny bits in here, some fun stuff, and I want to thank you all for listening through the course of this year. I hope you have all had a wonderful year. I hope 2025 is going to be amazing for you. We're going to take a little break between now. We're coming back and we'll see you in 2025. So everybody, Merry Christmas. Happy all the holidays and Happy New Year. And hope you come up with a New Year's resolution. And hopefully you've already broken it by the time you hear our next episode. That's my hope for all of us. Okay, because who really wants a New Year's resolution? If we wanted the resolution, we would have just done it before New Year's, you know? Like, I've already broken my New Year's resolution. I can tell you that. I'm not going to tell you what it is. It was to quit drinking. I can tell you I didn't do that, okay? And that's okay. And I want to let you know that I see all of you, all right? So real good. Anyways, I do also want to let you guys know that I'm going to be on tour. So if you have any last-minute Christmas gifts you want to get, Cincinnati, Akron, Ohio, Royal Oak, Michigan, Albany, New York, Red Bank, New Jersey. Going to go see some drones. Lexington, Kentucky, and so much more. We'll see you guys on the road. And also, we are still raising money for Doctors Without Borders. Check them out, doctorswithoutborders.org. Follow at Doctors Without Borders. And before we get to this best of episode, I just want to thank you all so much for listening and for just staying with us here at the Cripescast. I love you guys so much. And thank you for being part of this journey. And we're going to be back in the new year with a whole new set of episodes. So get excited. We're already recording them. All right. So it's time to jump into the best Cripescast moments of 2024, starting with part of my conversation with my good friends and collaborators, Kim and Penn Holderness from episode 187. You guys, what's the couple origin story?
I saw him in a bar. He was doing the worm. And I was like, back off, ladies. That man is mine.
Dang.
He is mine. Yeah, that Dang. Was it. I just put my claws into him.
Really?
And yeah, still, he had no choice.
The worm gotcha?
The worm. Are you kidding me? He was in the middle of this trendy nightclub. And he was on the stage doing the worm. I was like, I'm sorry. Like, the other guys are like dressed really nice with their hair gel. I don't know how he got up there either, but I walked in. It was a little more nuanced than that because he was dating somebody and I think I was dating somebody. And it was months later that we connected, but I knew. I'm like, that's him. That's so weird that he's just right there. He doesn't even know it yet. So that's how I remember it.
And Penn, do you remember meeting Kim that night?
I think that's probably one of the first times we spoke. But I knew who she was. She was a news reporter. And the first time I saw her on television, I was like, oh my God, it's her. And it's because I'd seen her. This is crazy. I'd seen her a year before that walking on a sideline of a Florida football game. And, she walked by me and I got like whiplash. She was with, your boyfriend at the time, right?
Maybe.
Yeah. So, and I was like holding a camera, like a peon, like running back. If you do college.
If you hold a camera, you're a very important person, by the way. It's a very hard job.
It is.
I was told that I was a peon. I'm so glad I did it for decades because it made me better at the job I currently have.
It's a hard, hard job.
But, so I was, you had someone holding your camera for you. and I was holding my camera for myself. Anyway, you walk past me and you've walked by and I'm like, that's the prettiest human I've ever seen in my life. And like when someone like that walks past you, you remember that. And so then I saw on TV, I was looking up because when you're at a TV station, they put all of the competitors' televisions like all next to you once the show starts so you can find out what everybody else is leading with. You remember this, Charlie?
I you're giving me PTSN.
Right.
Post-traumatic news disorder.
Oh my gosh. That's a very hyper-specific sketch you should write. Anyway.
I know.
I didn't know if I'd ever run into her because I was a sports person and she was a news person, but then we did run into each other and that was nice. I'm glad that the first impression you had of me was that, I guess, doing the work.
So sweet.
What was the first date?
Well, to be really honest, because we worked these weird hours and we were both out of relationships, we decided it was best that we talk on the phone before going on a date. So for about a couple months, we just talked on the phone every night for like 3 hours, like we were in 1986.
Really?
And so by the time we went on a first date, it was like, oh, I guess we're gonna get married now. So
yeah, so we, I think we might have like,
What's going on here? Are you guys?
I think we may have like.
You guys are buffering. You're couple buffering.
Okay, am I wrong?
Whatever she doesn't want you to say, I'm interested.
I think our first kiss was before our first date.
Yes.
More confused now than I was before.
So, I cannot say anything else.
Where did the first kiss take place?
On the mouth.
What was the location?
We could like, listen, I'm going to explain this to people and they're going to be okay with this. Okay? Because the only time we could see each other was after 12 o'clock at night. That was the only time because we were working, right? There were no other options. I think we had different like scheduled hours. Like I think I had to work Saturdays and Sundays because I was in sports. So there were no opportunities to have a date. But people would like all the people in the news would go to like a bar somewhere at 12 o'clock and hope that they can spend 2 hours before they go to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning. It was a crazy existence. One that we live the opposite of right now. We're in bed by 8 o'clock on some nights, like reading, because that's just a lot of fun. I know, Charlie. I know.
No, I mean, you got to start the bedtime process early.
You have to.
It's a multi-hour process.
Right. So there was a night that I lived in Lake Mary and I sort of like.
It's in Central Florida. It's about like 30 minutes from downtown.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass to get home from. So when I go out, I either didn't drink or I would leave my car and like crash with a buddy. Mm-hmm. Which both of those things were frequent. And so Kim, like, and her friend Cynthia, I was like friends with them. And we went to a bar and they're like, don't drive home, just crash at our place. So I slept on the couch.
He slept on the couch.
Downstairs. But then we had like a Notting Hill moment. I don't know if you saw that movie.
Well, Notting Hill, refresh my memory.
Well, no, we just had a moment where we like made out on the stairs in my apartment, but then we slept in separate places.
Did we? Okay. I guess so.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess I just went back downstairs and stayed on the couch. Darn it.
No, I believe all of that.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
That's what happened. And then fast forward and oh my gosh, here we are today.
You know? You're like a little embarrassed right now, aren't you?
No, I just wanted, I know I'm not.
What it seems as though is that Kim is Penn, your PR person right now, standing, making sure you don't say anything that's going to jeopardize the future of the movie. You know, that's what this feels like. That's the energy.
I would say potentially that we were in our 20s when we first met, and it's okay to to
kiss.
On the mouth.
No babies were made.
So
then we had a date like a few days later, or a few, like I got some time off at work and we went on a date, and I bought a shirt for it, and I don't think I ever wore it again. I don't know how to dress, period.
I think you're a very snazzy dresser, my son. Kim.
I had to buy all this clothes for him.
All right, and here's part of my conversation with Mary Mack from episode 189.
I got a little game to play with you. Do you want to play it here quick?
Yeah.
So this is called Florida versus Northwoods. Okay, so I'm going to rattle off some headlines, and you got to decide whether the news came from the Northwoods or whether it came from Florida. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, God, this is going to be hard to tell them apart. I just know it right now.
Patron charged with Subway sandwich battery. Patron charged with Subway sandwich January, upset that his sandwich had not been sliced into pieces. A Subway customer allegedly threw the offending hero at a store clerk, striking her with the grub, according to police, who yesterday arrested the man for battery. Where do you think that took place? Wow. Huh?
Well, if it happened in northern Wisconsin, it was by somebody who wasn't from there. I'll give you that much. My mom couldn't even. I took her for the first time. She couldn't even believe they cut the sandwich for you. That's a privilege.
Oh,
so
your mom was very impressed by the Subway.
Oh my God! Yeah, that's a whole long bit too. It was the best dining experience she's ever had in her life. The Subway attached to the St. Croix Falls Walmart. It was, she couldn't even, it was so, I'm going to say Florida. My answer is Florida, because I hope to God that person isn't, that didn't happen in northern Wisconsin. It would be so embarrassing.
It would be embarrassing. You're absolutely correct. It was Stuart, Florida. And of course, that would be very un-Midwest to throw a Sammy at someone.
Yep.
You know, if anything, if you were really to get serious about it in the Midwest, you'd be like, you know, if you don't mind, you know, and seriously, if it's not too much trouble and you got the time, I asked for some meat in this sandwich and You just put jalapenos in it. So I'm hoping I could get some meat if you have time.
If you have time. Right. That's right. And I was right, wasn't I? Because you know what? That's Florida money. People who think they're entitled to a cut sandwich. That's like, you're lucky to get a sandwich. There's like two Subway. There's probably like three Subways tops north of eight. And you know what? Yeah. You're just lucky they're there. And so you're lucky they're using some sort of refrigeration system. So I got it. I nailed it. Thank you.
Next headline. City bands together to preserve viral rat hole.
Whoa. Rat hole.
Rat hole.
I was going to say Florida.
Yeah, see, this is a trick one now.
It is.
Because I said up north and I made it Northwoods, and this actually is from Chicago. So I don't know if that's a trick one or I just didn't fully explain that the game could come from anywhere in the Midwest. Here's the game. The game is Midwest versus Florida headlines.
Okay, this changes things now. This changes things. Okay,
yeah.
Well, I didn't know because I was like, I've never seen a rat up north. Okay, let's start again. Now I'll change my mindset. I want to count the first one, but not the second one.
Man sues Duncan over toilet explosion that he says left him filthy and injured.
Oh, dear. Wow.
Midwest or Florida?
Would you give me a hint about what year did this happen?
Oh, yes. Yep. You can ask for a hint. This happened in 2023, the year of our Lord.
That's tough.
Yep. 2022, actually. 2022. Sorry.
I feel like that's a Florida thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yep, you're right. Yep. Oh. Florida man sues Duncan over Toyota explosion. He says left him filthy and injured. The Flagler County man is suing Duncan after he suffered a toilet explosion 2 years ago. So he waited a little while, wow, but really the situation. Waited. Yeah. Bathroom exploded. Human feces urine went all over him. And anyways, it was a no go. Yeah, there was a problem with the toilet due to, quote, prior incidents. So
it wasn't me. Yeah, it was prior incidents that clogged this job, right. Not me.
Man throws beer can, fires AR-15 rifle after being upset by drivers speeding in his neighborhood.
That could happen either place.
Sure could.
Well, y'all. AR-15 rifle, beer can. I'm going to say Florida again. I'm just going to say Florida again.
Yep. Your instinct is absolutely correct. Yeah. That's how that happened. Now I know what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. This could, and the picture, I wish I could show you. I mean, actually the picture could have been Florida or the Northwoods too, but a Polk County man, he's facing felony charges after investigators say his temper raced as a vehicle sped past his house. So a vehicle sped by and he got all pissy about it. Confronted the driver. Yeah, I confronted him about going too fast. And that's when, according to the sheriff, he said he was going to get his AR-15 rifle. And would you know it, he actually did. And they got some ring footage of him. Whoa. And I don't really get the AR-15 thing. I don't know why people think that that's a cool gun. Like, if you can't hit it the first time, maybe you should just play Big Buck Hunter, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know why.
I agree. You should just practice. Now, if that headline would have read, a man gets angry with speeding car and throws beer can and unloads some buckshot, that would have been up north.
Residents fix pothole problem by filling it in with a recliner.
You know what? I don't think Florida gets potholes. I think they get sinkholes.
Oh, you're right.
I guess I would say Midwest on that.
You're absolutely right. It's from Grand Haven, Michigan.
Okay.
Just off North Beacon, in fact, in Grand Haven, there's a pothole that's big enough for a chair to fit in it. And that's exactly what they've been doing. Okay. So, you know, construction jobs pretty laid back over there in Grand Haven. All right.
I hope it's a reclining one. I hope it is a recliner, did you say? Or is it an easy chair? Yeah. It's a recliner.
No, a lazy boy. I mean, it's the same recliner. Sort of. Yeah, recliner.
Nice.
And of course, what compilation isn't complete with a little dude daddy? That's right. Taylor Kalmus, episode 193. Here you go.
So you're back at Casa de Kalmus.
Thank you.
You've stayed with us quite a few times now. Have you been enjoying your stay?
I love how this interview just turned into your podcast.
So here's the thing. Charlie comes out here once in a while, spends a few nights in our basement. We enjoy having you. You're good with the kids.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Always make the bed. You'll never believe this about Chuck. He makes the bed before he leaves. always makes the bed.
That's always a big question, dude. I always, as a Midwest people pleaser, I'm sitting here thinking too, like, I want to be a good guest. Well, I make your bed?
There's three options.
Yes.
You either make the bed.
Yep.
You either don't do anything and just leave it kind of slept in looking.
Yeah.
Or the third option is you pull the sheets up and you lay them in the middle of the mattress that basically says, I know you're going to do this laundry.
Yeah.
But I don't like that third option because it implies that we really need to do the laundry.
Do you remember when you came and stayed in my house in Milwaukee, in my duplex?
Oh,
and you got in the bed and there was a pack of cigarettes in there?
Like, who was here last?
It was Billy Deuce.
Okay.
And I told you that I had prepared the room. See, I'm not, like, if they don't look noticeably dirty and someone was only there a couple nights, I'm assuming sleeping in your basement that I'm sleeping. Although I
those sheets are clean.
I did see you sent me a picture with just a gun and a toilet paper roll saying I made the bed for you. That was fun. Yeah. I'll show you guys that picture.
Yeah. Yeah. Throw that up in there.
Won't share the text message.
100%. I'm not stripping the sheets after you leave. You've only been here one night.
And I'm a pretty clean guy. I don't sweat. Well, I do have some night sweats, actually.
I don't know. Like, what's
you might want to wash them sheets. I'm going to be honest with you. But you know what?
Well, frankly, roll them up and put them in the middle and I'll know you're gross.
Yeah. So you don't want to wash the sheets. You would prefer I just leave the sheets on when I make the bed. Because the last time I think I took the sheets off, put them in the washer or the dryer.
If you're going to wash them for us.
No, I'm not going to wash them. I'm going to put them in the washing machine because I don't want to wake you up with the sound of it.
So we're going to come down and find dry sheets in the washer and go, ah, he didn't even start it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's what you would have found the last time I was here. But I had left early, very early in the morning.
Is this the normal type of content you do on this?
No, but I'm happy.
Talking sheets?
I think sheets I've been trying to do this sketch forever of like the sheets thing, but I haven't found a good way to do it because it's like, hey, I'm just going to do the sheets before. Do not touch those. What? Not touch the sheets. No, I got to do them, you know. They're fine. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to make you do them. I like doing the sheets. Do you like doing the sheets? Or do you just...
Oh, I hate making a bed. But I'm so bad at it. It gives me so much crap because I don't know how to do the little folds and make it, you know. I think all sheets should be fitted sheets. They should just make a second fitted sheet that doesn't have the one end. So you can just slide under that.
Yes. Yeah, a little pocket.
A bed pocket.
Bed pocket.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
That's a good idea.
And then as an extra blanket, you can have the bed handkerchief. So there's just a blanket sticking out of it.
Basically, you know? It's a sleeping bag that wraps over your mattress and you just slide into that.
Yeah.
And then it makes itself because it's spandex and it's tight.
It's 2024 and we're still making
Let's
our
do this.
Beds.
Let's We've
do
We've
been
this.
Making our beds since like what? The 17th? The 17 BCs.
I've been making my bed since 2011 when I got married.
This year we had Milwaukee Brewers left fielder, future Hall of Famer, Christian Yelich from episode 197. Here it is.
Which sausage do you root for in the sausage race?
You know what? That's a great question, Colleen.
We always just root for a good show in the dugout. You know, we want to see.
You don't want to be political and choose one right now.
We want to see everybody laying it out on the line out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes people fall hard in that race. And you're like, oh my. And it's usually like right in front of our dugout because they've gotten some speed, you know. And
yeah.
They're kind of coming around like the home stretch and like they're trying to win. I've never put it on, but people say it's like kind of top heavy. Have you ever done it?
No, I haven't done it, but I've heard that.
People say it's like top heavy. So everyone always goes like face first, like right into the ground. Some people hit it hard. And you're like, I hope.
Right on the face.
Like, I hope you're okay. Because there's been some pretty like loud ones. And everyone's like, oh God.
That Milwaukee's got a lot of dangerous things like that. It's not just a sausage race. It's going down Bernie's slide. Have you gone down that thing?
One time, yeah.
Oh, my God. How did they let you go down
it? I didn't. I just did it. They probably wouldn't have let me do it, but I just kind of did it. But you go down way faster than you think. I didn't think it was that fast. You're kind of hauling ass down that thing. So it surprised me a little bit. And I was like, oh, okay, I can see how people get hurt on this thing.
When did you go down it?
It was a few years ago. I was doing like a production day or something at the stadium one day. It was on an off day and we were up there shooting some stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to go down the slide. And everybody that was there was like, I have nothing to do with this. Like, this is all on your own. Like, they all kind of like turned their back. Like, I'm not looking.
Did you go down the burlap sack or just your jeans?
No, I think I did.
Yeah.
I don't remember how I did it. I just remember I went down and I remember going down and going at the bottom of it. I was like, you're coming in a little hotter than you think. Okay, I get it. Because the Dodger reporter a few years ago like broke his forearm and ribs and stuff going down the slide.
I mean, it's gnarly. I went down and my parents went down, and at first you're like, how bad could it be? But there is like a drop, like you're on a roller coaster kind of moment
going
like
quick
that.
And there's like a pad down there and everything for like you to hit. I didn't really know that either.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Would you go down it again?
Yeah, at some point. Yeah,
at probably. Some point. Yeah, retirement kind of a
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever signed?
A hooter?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things. Yeah, I mean.
Oh wow.
I feel like that's happened for a baby.
You signed like a baby.
Like, actual
signed
skin?
My baby. No, I didn't want to do it on that. I was like, it was like the shirt. I was like, I'll sign like the back of the shirt or something like that.
But oh, that's good.
I was a little uncomfortable with that one. I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I want to do. I don't know if I want to do that.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After that deadly Azerbaijani airliner crash, a phone call.
The Kremlin press service now saying Russian President Vladimir Putin has apologized to the president of Azerbaijan for the fact that the tragic incident occurred in Russian airspace, but Putin stopping short of explicitly saying Russia was responsible for the crash.
ABC's Inez de la Cotera. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warning Congress that extraordinary measures are needed as the U.S. could hit its debt limit by mid-January. Yellen calling on Congress to either raise or suspend the debt limit. President-elect Trump hoping to stop the clock on TikTok, asking the Supreme Court to delay the deadline for the app's sale so he can negotiate a settlement to avoid a shutdown of the Chinese-owned social media platform in the U.S. Reports accusing the Israeli military of forcing patients and staff to evacuate a hospital in northern Gaza. The IDF said it's carrying out an operation in the area of the hospital, calling it a Hamas terror stronghold. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Badgers hockey in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college hockey, it's the Wisconsin Badgers against Ferris State tonight at Five Serve Forum. It's part of the Holiday Faceoff Tournament going on this weekend. The Badgers hope to improve their record of 7-10-1. NFL, the Packers face the Vikings in Minnesota. 3:25 tomorrow, Vikings star wide receiver Justin Jefferson.
Just going against Green Bay, you know, everybody know we hate them and they hate us. The fans know just the whole rivalry in general is something to get juiced up about. So I definitely rank this one high.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
I mean, all the motivation is right there. It's division opponent. Obviously, they beat us first game. So we're going into their place. And, you know, we want to get some of that revenge that we're looking for. So we're trying to go down there and handle business in the NFC North, which we've dropped a couple games already this year. So we need to go get a win.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Becoming mostly sunny today, highs in the mid-40s. Tonight, a few clouds and a low of 33. Mostly cloudy for Sunday, highs near 44. Sunshine and 42 on your Monday. For Tuesday, chance of snow and highs in the mid-30s. 30 New Year's Day.
Right now, it's 44.
Ring in the new year at the Lazy Elf Lounge in Madison. Enjoy live music from Saturday Morning Cartel and free champagne jello shots at both 10 p.m. and midnight. Take $2 off Tito's mixers, 16-ounce cans of Bud Light or Miller Lite, just $2.50. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Hungry? The delicious late-night menu will be available until midnight on New Year's Eve at the Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Visit LazyElfLounge.com.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, brought to you across Wisconsin from 540 AM WAUK, wishing you and yours the happiest of holidays and hoping that the yours and your family keep their political opinions to themselves this year.
The John and Gordy Show.
They drank coffee all day and into the night. Well, coffee and cigarettes. Yeah. You know, the Winstons were going and blue haze in the house.
That's what we did for fun. Was. Before cell phones. You know, he said, well, you know, you smoked, right? I said, yeah. But that's what we did with our hands at the time. Now we just hold phones.
Yeah.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
If you're just tuning into Civic Media, my name's Charlie Behrens. This is the Cripes Cast, and I hope you enjoy it. This year we had Milwaukee Brewers left fielder, future Hall of Famer, Christian Yelich from episode 197. Here it is.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever signed?
A Hooter?
Yeah, a lot of things. Yeah, I mean.
Oh, wow.
I feel like that's happened for a baby.
You like signed a baby?
Like, actual
you signed
skin?
My baby. No, I didn't want to do it on that. I was like, it was like the shirt. I was like, I'll sign like the back of the shirt or something like that.
But oh, that's good.
I was a little uncomfortable with that one. I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I want to do that.
How old was the baby?
Like very young. Very.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah.
Just came out, kind of. Huh?
Yeah. I was like, ah.
Wow.
So I don't know if I don't know if I'm comfortable.
That is a weird
like,
one, man.
Insisted on it. So I was like,
yeah.
All right, and right on the.
They're just at the stadium holding them over the deal.
Turned around. Right on the back.
Right on the back.
Back of the shirt. But
yeah, back of the shirt. Yeah, that's good. Because there might be a blowout later in the game.
Yeah.
And then so back of the shirt, signature's you know. Gone. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's weird, but it's like it's just like unique. Like, it's a little sign of baby.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is unique. What else? Anything else weird?
I'm sure I can't think of you name it, you've probably signed it at this point.
Signed boobs.
I feel like that's happened once or twice, but
have you signed a man boob?
Most things. Yeah. I've had someone get it, like had signed somebody's like arm or something. They get it tattooed. Like,
oh, wow.
All kinds of things, which, you know, cool. You know,
have you ever signed a man boob? When you signed the man boob, was it a shaved chest or were you off roading with the pen?
I don't know. I don't know if I was like locked into it as much of like, guys, let's just get this done.
Eyes closed.
Let's just get this done.
I would do a little signature and then a circle around the nipple.
Yeah. Have you? What's the weirdest thing you've signed?
I have signed, I have signed pectorals on mostly males. Believe it or not, I've signed a lot of boobs.
Yeah.
Most of them are men's boobs.
All right.
And I've signed a prosthetic leg.
I think I've done that too.
That's a good one.
I think I've done that. Casts, all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a nice one. Remember when I threw out the first pitch?
Yeah.
And you caught it?
Yeah. You bounced it.
Dude, I did not. I did not.
You didn't bounce it.
Why would you do that?
You yanked it, but we got it in the air. We did get it.
Okay. Let me just say this. Yeah. Thank you for catching, because had you not been, I would have bounced it. You caught it right before.
Yeah, we saved it. I told you it would be in good hands.
I did yank it, though.
Good hands.
Yeah.
But if you're not on the mound, if like you haven't really thrown off, people don't account for that when they're throwing out the first pitch. That's why people will yank it or sail it or spike it straight in the ground. Is because when you're on that slope, people that have never done it, they don't realize like how it kind of changes things when you're on the slope, you know, like flat ground, like just throwing a ball is different than when you're like on the mound. And then you have like that drop in the slope, and then that's where people end up pulling it or spiking it straight into the ground. So you did pretty good.
Thank you.
So that's probably why you pulled it. It's honestly because of the slope. But other than that, it was probably dead on if we were flat.
Okay, so in terms of embarrassment, though, like let's rank it. Okay,
that's perfect.
So if you yank it or you pull it, it's okay. If you sail it, not as great. But if you put it in the dirt, it's the worst. Is that fair?
You don't want to put it in the dirt. But you did a good job. Like if the ball is caught, good first pitch. You know, like if it's catchable, you're fine.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, it was catchable technically, but I had a great catcher.
Here's part of my conversation with my Grandma Sue, Aunt Mary, and Grandma Sue's friend Lois from episode 204.
So you haven't been on the dating apps, Mary. You're not on the dating apps.
Not on Catholic Match. Well, I am. I have a
lot of people looking at my profile, but they're usually like 70, 75 years old.
Well, how old is too old at this
How
point?
Old are you married?
Well, my profile says 49 to 50.
You know what?
So 70, 75 is too high.
You really said 49 to 50?
I did.
Well, they
and she's 66.
I am not 66, Sue.
How old are you? You just had a birthday.
Yeah, 66.
I told you, 49.
She's 66.
Willing to go up to 55.
Mary, listen, we have a lot of dedicated listeners to the Price Cast.
Yeah,
I bet
right.
you out there, maybe there's someone who's seeking a gal like you, so let's build your dating profile here. Her name is Mary Cerny.
Charlie, stop!
66 years
stop,
old.
Stop, I'm not 66.
Just Mary, just listen to honest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't start out with a lie.
Guys,
don't start out with a lie. Yeah, right.
Down on the right foot. Now, Lois and Grandma Sue, I want to explain to you how these dating apps work. They ask you a bunch of questions, assuming you guys aren't already on them yourselves.
Not me.
They ask you a bunch of questions to kind of let people get a sense of who you are. So
yes.
What questions do you think Mary should answer so a fella out there can get a sense of who she is?
Charlie,
Grandma,
stop!
Grandma, first question for Aunt Mary. What do you think a fella would want to know about her?
Oh, my gosh.
I think her interests.
Mary, what are your interests?
Charlie, stop.
Mary?
No, that would be the first thing they would want to
know. I know this. Yes. Sex is not one of them.
Okay. How do you know that sex is not one of her interests? That's a good question.
Oh, my gosh.
Mary, what are you doing back there? Why do you have your phone up?
Save me.
I tell it like it is.
Why are you so far down there, Mary?
Because I'm dying. Stop.
All right, Mary, what are your interests?
I'm not telling you.
Mary.
Stop with the dating crap, Charlie.
Okay, Mary, I'm just asking for my own interests. Just a nephew trying to get to know his aunt a little bit more. What are your interests? What do you like doing?
Oh, another one is animals. She loves
That's an interest.
Animals.
Mary
That's
loves
right.
animals. Mary, what is your favorite animal? And please don't say Reagan. All right.
He's my baby.
We'll start with Reagan. Mary, I think it's important for this dating app that the fellas know that you do come with a dependent, a very dependent. His name is Reagan. How old is Reagan, Mary?
He's 15.
15 years old. He is, and how old is that in dog years?
10-7.
So 7 times 5, that's 35.
30.
So 5, carry the 3, 7. He's 105 years old in dog years.
Charlie.
What?
Leave.
I think he's ready to kick the bucket.
No, he's not.
No, he acts like a puppy. He
These
really
dogs
does.
Can live till they're 25.
Really?
God,
yes.
What kind
no, of I'm not kidding.
What kind of dog is he?
He's a little dog.
Well, what?
He's a mini Shih Tzu.
Mini Shih Tzu. In 0.9 miles, Charlie, take a left on East State.
I always knew he was a little All right, so Mary, you have been...
You know, Charlie, when he was laying on the floor and we thought he was dying, you looked at him and you shook your head and you said, you know...
Is it left right here, Mary?
Yeah, 0.6 on East State Street.
No, this
is... Is this East State?
State? No, it's not State. That's...
Charlie, you had...
Next stop sign.
Cordella.
Cordella.
Next stop sign. Turn left on East State.
Right.
He's got
0.4 miles.
He's got it on his, I think.
See, fellas, Mary makes a great passenger princess. You know? Oh, she's not telling you how to drive.
Charlie.
She's not backseat driving. Dude, Mary, don't. Do not.
Mary!
Do not distract the driver.
I right, have.
Fellas,
you
I
want him to quit?
Way.
Mary, stop it.
I'll bite your...
Mary, stop it.
Stop it. All right.
Charlie, when we thought my dog was dying,
yes.
You came into the living room and
yes.
You looked down at him,
yep.
And all you said was, "Doesn't look good."
That's not all.
There wasn't no. There wasn't any empathy.
Well, no, that's not true. Rufus and I started taking bets for how long he was going to live. And I lost. I took an hour. Rufus took 5 hours. And that damn dog's still alive. All right, well, we got pulled over, folks.
What the hell? Who is speeding, are you?
No.
Maybe he knows Charlie. Oh.
It's her fault.
Yeah, did you say you had any expired registration on the vehicle?
I knew it! I knew it!
What?
You got an expired registration. Who didn't do it?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean?
It's expired. It's from last year.
What? License plate?
Yep.
Oh, I guess the new sticker fell off.
Gosh, are you trying to bribe me here? What's going on with the money?
You got money out?
No, but
that was for Culver's, allegedly.
Yeah, this is for...
No, we won't be
able to afford it. Grandma, stop trying to bribe
him. No, but I did
that works in
Wapan.
It doesn't work in Portage.
No, you got a 23 sticker on there. It's not a 24 one.
I know, but I put the new sticker on, but it must have fell off or something.
Well, even when you run the plate, it still comes back to spider.
23?
Yep.
Oh,
did she ever pay for it?
I must not have even...
It won't tell us that. It just says if it's expired.
Did you want to take her in?
Take her in.
So I know. I got nice pink ones here.
All pink tops.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? You no longer won $30 in this car.
So why did
put
you
it in my brassiere.
Policeman money.
Yeah.
I have it out for the ice cream.
Oh.
Here.
I wasn't giving him money. That's the $30 you handed me, Mary.
This is only 20.
There's a 30 and a 10. A 20 and a 10.
Unfold it, Mary.
I did.
Mary, there's a 10 right there, Mary.
Well, keep it for the ice cream.
No, I think...
We might not be getting ice cream.
I don't give a rip. We're having ice cream.
Ice cream's only for good boys and girls that pay for their registration.
Honest to God, I don't believe this. And I don't pay attention to it, you know?
Well, you know, I tell you, it was one of them things that...
When was it due? 23.
June.
Yeah, but what month?
June 5th of 23. Yeah, so it's about a year
over
here.
Here
we
Here's
go.
Here's the insurance.
We got that. That's actually...
Up
to date.
Give that back to you. Okay. Is Cecilia? Is your address still up to date and everything on the DOT?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I've only been there 60 years.
Fair enough. I don't have a printer in my car. I got an old car. Unfortunately, I got to send you a ticket in the mail, okay?
Okay.
If you wish to fight, it'll be in the top left of it, okay?
Oh, we're fighting.
If I get it when I get back and I get that thing, and how much is the ticket?
I think it's like $98.
Oh, that's
great. She just lost that at the casino, so I don't.
And then I gotta go back and win it all.
You gotta turn around, guys.
No, I'll get it from Charlie.
All right, that's how it should go.
Questions for me at all?
No, we're all good.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate you.
Seriously, thank you.
Thank you.
Take her easy, guys. Enjoy Culver's.
Hey. I still would like to see you use those pink cups.
But Mary, jeez. That's sexual harassment of an officer. All right. Sorry. We're going to go before we get more.
The fuzz wore off on it. Take her easy, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for the big ticket.
Nothing like
$100.
Mary.
A lot. We lost more money.
You know,
yeah, Mary wanted them to take her away.
Mary, I think you should pay it because you won.
I think you should pay it too, Mary.
I'll end up paying it regardless.
Well, here I didn't think we had a podcast, and now Mary tries to sexually harass an officer, tries to bribe him with sex.
Oh, here's Grandma's
big one now.
Grandma tries to bribe him with money.
I didn't know. I wasn't doing that.
Why
I just had it in my hand.
Money,
I had it in my hand from when you handed it to me.
Oh, so now someone's not buckled, you know?
I'm not.
At least the insurance is up to date.
Yeah.
All right, here we go to Culver's.
Well, that's
That's a big old wet blanket, big $98 wet blanket.
This is going to be an expensive.
What's that?
What can I make fresh for you
today? Oh, make fresh. Nice. We're looking for some ice cream. What do you guys want?
Ice cream cone. I want an ice cream cone.
Could I get one ice cream cone?
No,
I'm
wondering.
What flavors? We got vanilla, chocolate in the same cone.
Twist.
And then a mint cookie.
I'll have the twist, please.
She'll have the twist.
And can I get a sugar cone?
We have a cake cone and waffle cone.
Yeah, the waffle cone.
The waffle cone, gotcha.
Twist and a waffle cone.
All the same.
Two of them.
Make it easy.
So two twists and a waffle cone.
What's a twist?
Mary?
It's vanilla and chocolate mixed.
Oh, I'll have the twist.
So three twists and a waffle cone. Do you guys have the walleye, right? No, you don't.
We do not have walleye.
Okay. And then could I do a chocolate... malt or a shake, chocolate shake. Here, that's for the ticket.
Charlie, just
take it. Oh, Charlie, really?
Yeah, I don't.
Don't.
Oh.
So give that back. I will pay for
the
ticket.
Shut up, Mary.
No, he's paying for the. He wants to pay for the ticket. Let him.
Yeah, see? That's how you handle that, Mary. Hello.
Charlie?
Yeah?
All right, that's going to be $17.89.
There you go.
How'd she know your name was
that? Do we have the seniors in the car?
Yeah. Do we get a discount for them or no?
Charlie included.
All right.
Three of them.
We just,
I wish I could, but I can only do it once.
Oh, only one. We just got a ticket from the local expired license. Do you guys have an expired tags discount?
No.
All right. That's all right.
With the senior discount helps.
That's good. That's
it. Custer should make you guys feel better after getting
it. Yeah, that's true.
Charlie, thank you. Are you sure you want to pay for that ticket?
Yeah.
Chocolate shake?
Thank you.
You should be bringing the cones out.
All right.
You want some napkins?
You guys want napkins?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they'll need napkins. Thank you very much. There you go. There's the napkins. All right. Oh, here we go.
Thanks.
Yes, yep. Okay. There's one. Thank you. There you go, Lois. Did you want dinner from me? You want a burger here, Lois?
No.
I can order one right now. Okay, thank you.
Did you get any napkins?
We got napkins. Thank you so much.
Can I have some more napkins?
Oh,
napkins?
Boy.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Mary doesn't have one. Lois,
thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
Mary?
Thank you, sir.
All right, have a good one. Thank you. Mary,
thank you.
There you go. All right, well, what lessons did we learn here, guys?
Not to speak.
Don't speed. I wasn't speeding, Lois.
No, but the lesson we learned is to make sure that your license plate is up to date.
Don't blame your grandma for being pulled over.
Do you remember when grandma said that it was up to date and he was like, actually, I ran the plate. The sticker did not fall off. It wasn't a defective stick on the sticker. I got pulled over for having expired plates also this year, and I had a gun in the car.
Oh, you're kind of be kidding me.
And the police officer took my picture, and he let me off with nothing.
You're kidding.
Not even a warning.
Why didn't this guy take your picture?
Because you told him to put the pink cuffs on, you pervert.
No. I told him to put the pink cuffs on, too. I told him to take you away, and he said, I do have pink handcuffs.
He does have pink handcuffs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you asked him to use the handcuffs before he left. Remember that?
On Sue.
Mm-hmm.
Not on himself.
I can rewind the tape there.
Did we tape that?
It was all on tape.
Oh, good.
That's taped.
Mm-hmm. $100.
Well, I'll tell you this much, that I will now be aware every year whether or not I get that in the mail.
Culver's is good.
We'll take my car next time.
Yeah, somebody better offer to take a car. That's me.
It's quite the Baron's move, though.
So, Charlie, you got picked up, too?
Yeah, I got pulled over.
Did you tell him your thing fell off too?
I said, oh, it's not? I played dumb. I really didn't know. I don't pay attention to that, you know?
Nor do I.
Oh, good stuff, guys. Well,
Charlie, oh, I feel bad.
For what?
Because I spoiled the day by not having my car up to par.
Yeah. Luckily, nobody cares. Victimless crime.
I'm so glad you weren't speeding.
Yeah, me too. Double the fun right there. Well, Portage's finest. Can't let sneak anything past that.
Yeah, let me tell you, I'm not going to Portage ever again.
We put that guy through the ringer. We tried to bribe him. Mary tried to handcuff him to her bed. That fellow wasn't gonna budge.
I wasn't talking. Charlie, I asked if he could.
Yeah, it's all on tape, Mary. It's on this tape, and it's on his body cam.
He doesn't have a body cam.
He did. I was looking at it. Beautiful day, guys. Beautiful day.
It is.
It only cost Charlie $1,000 today.
You have an expensive grandma, Charlie.
Now we go to Los Angeles, where I was shooting a Target commercial with my buddy Miles Montplaisir, Penholderness, and Taylor Kalmus, the husbands of Target. And we did a little podcast in my hotel room. Here is episode 211.
We are here in Los Angeles, Penn and Taylor and Miles and I, because several years ago, Taylor had this idea to do Husbands of Target. And he called us all together. He called us all together to a Target parking lot.
And each one of you individually said what?
Each?
I don't know. Could work.
I will be honest.
I don't think I think I can be right the questions saying. Asked, like what each person said.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think you said, it. Would, you're like, yeah, that could be cool. You were on board. You're like, yeah, let's do that.
No, I was like, let's do that, but we're also going to do a music video.
Yeah.
Which got like 12
views. So, if I go back... Yeah. I reached out to Penn, actually Miles too, both of them, months before they responded to me. Okay. And then your manager told you needed to do collabs. He's like, oh, what about
there? Yep, yep.
Yeah, and then you reached out to me.
You were my first collab. I'm weird about collabs. You guys are great.
You guys were each other's first collab. You guys were each other's first?
I was his first collab. Yeah. He wasn't my first
I was,
collab.
No, he's been around the block. Yeah, I was a collab virgin.
And just say
really?
Yeah, I was.
In the collab world, he might be the neighbor.
Well, I collab with my wife. Like, that's like the way our channel works is.
Yeah, well, you can get outside of your wife.
Well, Taylor,
that's true. It worked out great.
And then Miles, I reached out to Miles because he lives in Fargo. My wife is from Fargo, so I was up there all the time. And he did not respond. And then I did a video about Fargo that went viral. And then he slid into my DMs.
Oh, he was chasing
in
that clout.
In my defense, I had so many DMs.
All right, that's probably valid.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, I ignored you.
No, yeah. I'm really bad at that portion
So what
was your response, Charlie?
My response? Well, first of all, Taylor got in touch with me because he and Miles did something. And then Taylor called me and we had a nice conversation. I remember I was on I-41 coming down.
I was in my backyard.
Oshkosh. What? You were in your backyard?
I was in my backyard in Van Nuys.
I was going right over Lake Butamore. Mm-hmm. And we were talking.
I was facing south.
That's all the time we have for now, folks. But if you want to listen to my full conversation, check out the Cripescast anywhere you get your podcasts.
So roll out the barrel and get the band brewing. Life's got you down. Just keep her moving. It's on Wisconsin. The Badgers say it's the old Wisconsin Jubilee.
You know, sometimes when you're ice fishing, you put your foot into walleye hole and go ass over tea kettle and you think you're done. No, you gotta keep her moving.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Appleton-based comedian John Egan into the studio. Then Chicago comedians Bill Gorgo and Jim McHugh join the show to promote a New Year's Eve extravaganza in Port Washington. Let's light it up.
weeknights from 6 till 8. The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's civic media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at... This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Russian President Vladimir Putin has apologized for the deadly crash of an Azerbaijani Airlines jet that was trying to land at an airport in Kazakhstan, but Putin stopping short of explicitly saying Russia was responsible for the crash. More from ABC's Ines de la Catera.
We are now hearing from U.S. officials, from a high-level Azeri government source, that it was the Russians that would have fired an anti-aircraft system, or at least that the evidence is pointing towards that possibility. But again, still waiting for official confirmation there. They're going to wait until the investigation is complete and until those black boxes are deciphered.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul has ordered 14 correctional officers to be fired after an inmate was beaten to death at a correctional facility near Syracuse. The state attorney general